A new law is in effect this morning designed to stem the deadly opioid drug abuse crisis in Massachusetts. The law, signed by Governor Baker yesterday, limits first-time opioid painkiller prescriptions to 7 days and allows patients to have prescriptions filled for shorter periods than requested by doctors. It also sets up an addiction screening program in schools and requires medical staff to be trained to spot addiction. Today, Governor Baker meets with his opioid working group, including Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters, to discuss implementing the new law. This morning, we asked Secretary Sutters about the parts of the law that will have an immediate impact.
Several are effective as of yesterday when the governor signed the law. So one is, in fact, the 7-day limit on opioid prescriptions for adults and always for minors. So that's one. And the other is also partial fills. So if you were to receive a prescription for, say, 30 days and went to your pharmacy to pick it up, you could actually get fewer than the 30-day supply or whatever the supply was.
So immediately there will be fewer opioid drugs going out drugstore doors out on the streets or in homes.
Absolutely. I'm sure you've heard this statistic. In 2014, there were 4.4 million prescriptions written in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, yielding 240 million opioids. That's a lot of opioids in our cabinets, on the streets, with the potential for misuse and addictions.
When do you think that we might see a payoff, so to speak, from that, with hopefully, and I'm sure everyone hopes this, fewer opioid overdoses being reported?
You know, the tragedy is that I do not believe that we have crested this epidemic in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We will monitor this very, very carefully. There are 1,100 people who died last year from opioid deaths. That's 4 every day. And, you know, these are the measures. This law now gives us good tools, but I am very measured in what I say, which is this is going to take us time to really wrap our arms around this deadly disease.
Is there any reasonable way to predict what you think that number might fall to once the law is fully implemented and fully working?
The law requires us as of next March to actually look at individual prescribing practices and benchmark prescribers against what sort of, you know, their peers are. So we will be able to really hotspot where we need to work with individual prescribers. But trust me, everyone who stood at the podium yesterday, the governor, the attorney general, the speaker, the Senate president, are all committed to really bending the trend of deaths in the Commonwealth.
What parts of this plan are going to take a little more time to implement?
Come July, anyone who's overdosed and is transported to an emergency room will be required to have an assessment for a period up to 24 hours in an emergency room, and the law requires that they be referred to treatment. Now, as you and I know, a person might not accept the treatment, but it really provides a critical juncture for an intervention. We will also be rolling out in schools, as people refer to it as SBIRT, or brief screening, brief intervention and treatment, in all schools across the Commonwealth, and that's effective school years 17 and 18. This law really focuses a lot on prevention and targeting youth, families, and practitioners and prescribers.
So essentially what you're saying is you believe this law will work, but it will, in a way, unfortunately, take time to work.
It takes time to bend the trend of what has been an epidemic in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This administration and all of our communities, law enforcement, medical practitioners, we're all in this. It's very personal to all of us.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.